Aloha, this is Wally Amos, founder of Chip and Cookie.
Can you tell us why you think other people should listen to this type of show?
Well, because it's uplifting. You hear the success stories of other people and people who have done positive things to succeed, people who are doing good in the community also. And we all need to know about that, and we all need to participate in that. And that inspires other people also. It tells people, hey, look, if they did that, and if they gave and they were successful, and I can give and I can be successful also, you know. Anything that's good, man, we all need to be a part of it.
Greater Good Radio.
I use as a rule of thumb that I'm trying to get about 5 times my money in 3 years or 10 times my money in 5 years.
Hi, we can design your home in 1 minute or less.
Inspire. Inspire.
If you are doing your passion on a daily basis, then you're never going to have to work a day in your life.
Greater Good Radio, brought to you by Central Pacific Bank, fiercely loyal banking.
Welcome to Greater Good Radio Hawaii, where we develop tomorrow's leaders by bringing you up close and personal with today's top business people. Greater Good Radio Hawaii is dedicated to social entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Evan Leong, and with me is my co-host, Carrie Leong. Today's show is brought to you by Central Pacific Bank. Fiercely loyal banking.
Thank you, Evan. Today's guest is Jim Tollefson, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii since 2002. Mr. Tollefson is also an active member in the community where he serves on multiple boards and committees. Please welcome to Greater Good Radio, Jim Tollefson.
Hi, good to be here.
So as President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, can you tell us what your role entails?
Well, my role really is to provide the leadership to the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce is an organization that's been around for 155 years, and our main objective is to provide support for businesses in the state to help them grow, be successful, and create jobs.
How did you get this position?
Well, actually, I got this position because I had been on the board of the Chamber of Commerce for 7 years when I was at Bank of Hawaii. And for the last year I was on the board, I was actually chairman of the Chamber of Commerce. And in 2001, I left the bank, and 1 month later, I became the president of the Chamber of Commerce.
What kind of support are you guys offering businesses?
Well, we provide all types of support for businesses. We provide training. We provide networking seminars. But we also provide issues events where we're able to assist businesses, especially small businesses that don't have access, say, to the governor, to the mayor, opportunities to come to breakfasts, lunches, and have an opportunity to be up close and personal with some of the key decision makers, both politically and business-wise in the state. Also, we work very closely with the military here in the state. We're the key liaison between the business community and the military, and as you know, behind tourism, military really represents our number two component in the state.
Before you joined the Chamber of Commerce, what attracted you to it? I mean, before you joined it?
I was involved with the Chamber of Commerce several years ago back in California, in Southern California, in the San Diego area. And I saw how the Chamber could play a key role in helping businesses, again, not only survive but to thrive. Both, again, providing training and networking opportunities, but also a key issue that they provide and that we provide is to work as advocates for businesses in the state, both at the state level, the legislature, the administration, and also with the city and county, and in some cases with our congressional delegation. And that was true in California. It's true here, too.
And do you think that you're attracting more new business people, more experienced business people, or people closer to retiring?
Oh, you mean as chamber members?
Yes.
We attract all types of businesses, large and small. So it is very a very diverse portfolio, so to speak.
When I was learning about the Chamber of Commerce, I just recently became a member. They shared with me how organizations such as the Aloha United Way and some other large organizations that we're all familiar with were born out of the Chamber of Commerce. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, that's correct. I mean, if you, as I said earlier, we've been around for 155 years, and we're actually formed under the reign of King Kamehameha III. That was even before my time. We helped, in effect, develop the monetary system for the state, for the kingdom at that time. And then over the years, back in 1901, we founded the Retail Merchants of Hawaii that still are very strong, and they're doing a great job. In 1903, we founded the Hawaii Visitors Bureau, which is now the HVCB. Back in 1919, we founded the Aloha United Way. In 1937, we founded the Mental Health Association of Hawaii. And a critical time in 1941, just a few months before Pearl Harbor, we were one of the founders, I should say, of the Blood Bank of Hawaii.
How did these organizations come about when you say that you helped founded them?
Well, I think that, you know, going back to the early 1900s, I think people realized in the state that we lived in a very state at that time, territory, that we lived in a very wonderful location. I'm sure that businesses got together and believed that we should organize relative to the Visitors Bureau and to create opportunities for people to come and visit the great state of Hawaii, or at that time, the great territory of Hawaii. That was a driving factor back then. Obviously, the blood bank situation, I think it became evident as blood banks were being formed throughout the mainland that we needed one here in Hawaii. So the businesses got together through the chamber to help found that.
You're listening to Greater Good Radio Hawaii. Please visit us online at greatergoodradio.com. Today's guest is Jim Tollefson, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii since 2002. Mr. Tollefson is also an active member in the community where he serves on multiple boards and committees. Our show is brought to you by Central Pacific Bank. Fiercely Loa Banking. Okay, so the idea of these groups helping to come up with a new nonprofit organization, are they just ideas that they discuss within their meetings, or is it like just a smaller group within the chamber? How does it go about actually founding these larger nonprofit organizations?
Well, I'm sure that many of these organizations came about in different ways. Probably people looking for ways to contribute back to the community and to help the community would see a need and then would organize to help satisfy that need. But I'm sure in some cases it was one or two people coming together. In some cases it might have been a group of people saying, you know, this makes sense. We need to get together and do this. Again, because the Chamber was and is the premier business organization in the state, a lot of businesses felt it important. A lot of business people felt it was important to do these sorts of things.
So as a business person, do you think that that's one of the advantages? Is it, you know, I want to give back to the community, but I don't want to just go and do an organization on my own. I can join the Chamber of Commerce to meet friends and network, and at the same time learn and join them as a group to give back to the community?
Well, that's true. I think that joining an organization like the Chamber provides that opportunity. I think you'll find, and you've found as you've talked with many of the previous people that have been on the program, that there is a real desire in the business community here to give back. I have to say, I've lived in many cities across the United States, and one of the things that impressed me when I first came and still continues to impress me is the amount and the degree of giving back to the community in this city, in this state. It truly is a great thing that you see. And you see lots of business people out there who will give hours and hours and dollars of their own time to help support very important and critical issues.
So with the committees that the Chamber has, I know they have a military committee, a government affairs committee, and several other committees. For the business people that don't actually see how that works, how does that work within the chamber? You know, what do they actually do? How do they engage these organizations such as the government or military? How does that work?
Well, that's a great question. We're a volunteer-driven organization, and although we have a small staff of about 14 people, the key ingredient is the involvement of the businesses, business people, and the businesses in the community. So the way that works organizationally is that many business people will join these various committees. You mentioned the Government Affairs Committee. You mentioned the Military Affairs Committee. We've got an Educational Committee. We've got an Environmental Committee. We've got a Human Resources Committee, a Tourism and Visitor Industry Committee. And this is where people are able to get involved and help communicate what they feel is important. We then take this information and this the desire that is expressed by the businesses and either work again with the legislature or the administration of city and state if it requires legislative action, or in some cases it doesn't require legislative action and we'll work for other ways to help solve issues or improve other challenges.
So the Chamber Committee actually meets with the lawmakers and legislators and they try to do these things together?
No, not necessarily. In some cases, certain committees will send delegations to meet with legislators. But in most cases, that direct contact is made through myself and my staff and normally our chair and key members of the board. Now, one of the things that we are trying to do and we are doing is to get more business involvement, because it's important for businesses to do that, to go directly and talk with the legislators. And we can help facilitate that and lead that.
So if you want more business involvement, I know there's probably results coming out of these committees that most business people probably don't even hear about. What would some of those be?
You mean the results that are coming out?
Yeah, so the committee meets, they deal with the legislature, great things happen. We don't really know that it originated at the chamber. So as business people, what things are originating out of the chamber in these committees that would make us want to participate?
Okay, let me give you, I think, an excellent example that has happened this past year, in fact, the past few months. We all became aware on July 1st that Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard was being considered to be added to the base realignment and closure list. That's called the BRAC. And that is an initiative that takes place from time to time at the national level to identify what military facilities can be closed or reduced in size to save money for the government. And when we found out that the Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard was going to be considered to be added to that list, our Military Affairs Council, our committee of military committee, sprung into action and helped coordinate, and in fact, I would say helped lead a group of people and organizations, including our congressional delegation, the governor's office, the mayor's office, the Navy, the shipyard, the unions, and we all came together and worked together, and the end result was that the shipyard was not placed on the closure list, consequently taking out of jeopardy approximately 6,000 jobs with an economic impact to the state of over $1 billion a year. So there is one case where the chamber, through one of its committees, stepped up and really took a decisive and successful action.
Thank you, Jim. We'll hear more about that after the break. Stay tuned for more on Sports Radio 1420.
Aloha, this is Wally Amos, the founder of Chip and Cookie, and you're listening to Carrie and Evan on Greater Good Radio Hawaii.
Howdy sell his company to Akamai Technologies for $3 billion.
Find out at greatergoodradio.com.
Who donates 6% of sales to make more money?
Find out at greatergoodradio.com.
How do you get 100 stores and 100 million in sales in less than 10 years?
Find out at greatergoodradio.com.
Who raised $50,000 in a few weeks for the tsunami relief?
Find out at greatergoodradio.com.
And all while benefiting the community.
GreaterGoodRadio.com.
What does coaching have to do with running a business? Welcome to the Money Minute from Central Pacific Bank. Today, we're talking with Sherry Lee, commercial banker.
Whenever we hear the word coach, we usually think of the folks who teach our kids soccer or baseball or some other sport. But coaches aren't just for kids. There are business coaches out there who can help you guide your company. Like a soccer coach providing motivation to a team, a good business coach can energize you with new ideas and new growth strategies. That includes analyzing industry trends and developing your network of contacts. Most importantly, a business coach can provide you with an objective outside opinion, free from the emotions that come with being an owner. Just like in sports, good coaching may be just what you need for your business to win consistently.
Today's Money Minute is brought to you by Central Pacific Bank, where you'll always find bankers that are fiercely loyal to you. Central Pacific Bank, member FDIC.
This is Gail Jennings from HawaiiDiner.com and EverybodyEats.org. I read selectively all of the papers, but I tend to read more of the columns at Star Bulletin. A lot of it is I like Erica Engel. I like her column, The Buzz. I get good information from that. I like their coverage of the different issues. I like the Star Bulletin.
Would you recommend other people to read Star Bulletin?
Absolutely. I think we need to be as informed as possible. Star Bulletin.
This is Jim Tollefson, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii. I definitely would recommend the Chamber of Commerce to others. The benefits are that you get to meet other businesses, get to work together with other businesses, and help you improve your business, get to make more money, to be successful. If you're not a member already, then give me a call, 545-4300, extension 388. I invite you to join us in creating a better Hawaii, a Hawaii that's better for us, for our children, and for the future.
We're back with Jim Tollefson, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii since 2002.
Jim, can you give us some examples of companies that have joined the Chamber of Commerce and have either taken really good advantage of networking or whatever the Chamber has to offer? And a success story is basically what I'm looking for.
Of companies that have joined the Chamber?
Yeah.
I think we see this, almost every time. I'd say every time we have a gathering of businesses. We do various types of networking opportunities. I'll give you an example. Every month we do a new member welcome, where we will have our new members come to the chamber, actually come to our chamber facilities, and in a very informal way spend about an hour, hour and a half together. And I guarantee you every time there are people that are exchanging business cards and there are people that are finding opportunities with each other. We see this in all of our events. It's amazing to see what happens when you bring the parties together. So, I won't give you a specific example. They're there. But I know there are many opportunities where people have just been able to say, hey, this is an opportunity that I want to take advantage of.
Are you able to give us some examples of some of the seminars or speakers that you have offered? And maybe some success stories of members that have come up and shared with you how impacting it was for them?
I could sure do that. One of our most successful seminars or training events is we do every August, and that is in conjunction with the Torkelson Katz law firm, and that is our labor law seminar. All of us in business, we know that understanding human resources and labor law is extremely important. It's important for us to provide the proper level of support for our employees. And it's also important for the businesses to know so they frankly don't get into trouble. And every year we conduct this seminar in August. We have 400 people attending and their businesses from the largest businesses in town who will send their human resource officers to this, to small shops of people that have maybe one or two employees, and they come to this on an annual basis and are able to learn what the latest laws are, and then also gain a workbook and CD-ROM that they can utilize through the year, plus the fact they have direct access to law attorneys. So that's one example. Another example is that we this past month had a very successful guerrilla marketing seminar where we had approximately 80 members attend. And this was a unique seminar where the presenter who had written the book on guerrilla marketing was able to help people realize how they can, for just a few dollars, make an impact on the marketplace. And I had several people after that session come to me and say, this is really great. They really learned something. and were able to apply it in their own businesses.
What value did you see in the Don Soderquist Pacific Leadership Forum seminar that you folks had helped to sponsor?
Well, I thought that was an excellent forum. The former vice chair, I believe, of Walmart. You know, the two key messages that came out of that to me was, number one, it was leadership. It is all about leadership. It's about leadership and integrity. And without leadership and integrity, you can't, frankly, have good leadership without integrity. And if you have integrity without leadership, it's good to have, but it doesn't always work. So the life lessons, the stories that came out of that, the true case studies that came out of that seminar were excellent. I hope that process, that series, will continue, because I know that the people that did attend that two-day seminar all came away with some valuable lessons.
You're listening to Greater Good Radio Hawaii. Please visit us online at greatergoodradio.com. Today's guest is Jim Tollefson, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii since 2002. Our show is brought to you by Central Pacific Bank, fiercely loa banking.
Jim, if I'm a new member of the Chamber of Commerce, what would be the best way to take advantage of everything that the Chamber of Commerce has to offer, knowing what you know?
Well, the best way to take advantage of it is to get involved. Again, we're a membership-driven organization, so it's important that you do get involved, that you do sign up for a committee, that you attend, take advantage of the opportunities to attend, again, not only the networking, but the training sessions, the forums that we put on for information and for education, and let us know what's important to you. We're in the process right now of surveying all of our members to have them tell us what their most important issues are and what the priorities are. We truly need that. We need to know what the business community wants and needs, and so we can properly represent them. Now, I spend a lot of time out with members and with businesses, and I get a lot of feedback, but this is more of a formalized way of hearing from our members. So to get involved is the key ingredient of success.
And how would somebody get involved with the Chamber of Commerce if they're not a member already?
If they're not a member already, they can give me a call, 545-4300, extension 388. That's 545-4300, extension 388. We'd sure like to talk with them, and I'd sure like to talk with them and tell them more about what the Chamber can do for them.
Question I'm wondering is, you've been involved with the Chamber of Commerce for a fairly long period of time. Mm-hmm. What are the primary benefits you think you've gained from your involvement with the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, somebody asked me once what it was like being the president of a Chamber of Commerce, and it truly becomes a lifestyle. And what I mean by that is that you truly become involved in the community. You become involved with all businesses, large and small. And to be successful, you have to really believe in what these businesses are doing. So what I gain from this is an opportunity to what I believe is give back to the community. But I have to say, I get much more back from it myself. I get things back from it when I see that we're able to affect change and improve the situation here in Hawaii. You know, Hawaii has changed a lot since I first got involved. In fact, when I first got involved back in the mid-90s, we were kind of in the middle of the doldrums. There was a lot of pessimism out there and concern about where Hawaii really was going. Today, it's much different. Although we're always aware that things can change, we see a lot of growth and we see a lot of opportunity for people. And when the unemployment rate is 2% or less, there's just a lot of opportunity. Now, there are challenges in that regard that we're working on at the Chamber, because we do have some workforce development issues that everybody I meet says we're having a tough time finding people and keeping people. But I'd much prefer to have that challenge than when we were in the other situation.
So being right in the heart of business, you talk to business leaders every single day, you meet with government all the time. What, in your opinion, is the outlook for Hawaii's future from here on out?
From here on out, it's a long way, a long time. I think the outlook for Hawaii is very positive. I'm an optimist. And I think we have some great potential here. But I think we all have to work together. I really see Hawaii much as a canoe. When we do have problems in Hawaii, it's normally because we're not pulling together. We got half of the canoe team crew is pulling one way, and the other half is not pulling at all or whatever. So I think for us to be successful now and in the future is that we have to find ways to all work together. And I'm talking about the business community working together. I'm talking about, frankly, business and labor coming together to work together. I'm talking about the government and businesses working together. All of the components of the economy working together, because we do have some tremendous potential. Now we have challenges, but again, I've worked in many and lived in other parts of the country, and I'd much prefer to have the challenges we have here because I think we have a tremendous future.
And do you have any last success story or inspirational story you can leave us with?
Well, I guess my personal thought is I just feel blessed to be here. I grew up on a farm in Kansas. I look out the window now and I see the ocean, I see the mountains, and more importantly, I see the great people that live here. I think that for those people who are looking and thinking about what they want to do, not when they grow up, but what they want to do later in life, I think, you'll always have to look at the glass as being half full and not half empty, and realize that there's some great opportunities here, and just take advantage of them.
So thank you so much, Jim Tollefson, for joining us today on Greater Good Radio Hawaii. For more information on today's show, please visit us online at greatergoodradio.com. This is your host, Evan Leong and Carrie Leong, saying please join us next time for another episode of Greater Good Radio Hawaii. This show is brought to you by Central Pacific Bank. Fiercely loyal banking.
This is Mayor Mufi Hanneman. I think they should listen to this type of programming because you are really allowing your guests to share their life experiences. And I think that everybody is different. Everyone has different philosophies and strategies. And if people want to learn about how other folks have done it and be able to draw upon those experiences, so be it. I mean, to me, this is better than going on the internet or borrowing a book from a library and reading what so-and-so has done. I mean, you get to listen very clearly what someone is saying, and then hopefully try to employ that aspect. You know, and I always say too, don't only learn from my successes, learn from my failures. Don't only learn from my strengths, learn from my weaknesses. Like our tourism industry, I always tell folks, they come and go, well, we want to develop our tourism industry just like Hawaii. I says, you know what, there's also a way not to do it, and there's some mistakes we have made. So learn from our successes as well as our failures. It's like when I decided to go to school on the East Coast, I didn't just talk to people who loved the Ivy League and loved Harvard. I talked to people that hated the East Coast. I talked to people that couldn't wait to get away from the cold. And what that helped me do is that it helped me form a game plan so that when it started to snow, when everybody started to go home for winter, and when there were no Hawaii people around or no Friends of Hawaii Club or no poi or no, I knew how to cope with it. And I think that's what life is all about. You got to cope with situations. You got to recognize, as I said earlier, not every day is going to be sunny. There's going to be some rainy days. But if you're optimistic enough, if your attitude is positive, you'll make your way through, and somehow you'll come through it.
This is Eddie Flores, President and CEO of L&L Drive-In and L&L Hawaiian Barbecue Restaurant Chain.
Aloha, this is Gary Monokau IV, co-founder of Ma'o Organic Farm.
This is Barry Weinman, co-founder of Allegis Capital and Dragon Bridge Capital.
And you're listening to Carrie and Evan, on Greater Good Radio.
And you're listening to Carrie and Evan on Greater Good Radio.